everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. Some of you may be new listeners because we're at CrimeCon, and hopefully we'll have met some of you and paid you to listen to us at least once.
Oh, but we're not at we're technically in New Orleans, but we're not at CrimeCon yet.
But by the time it airs, and then when we meet people, when they go on, this will be the most recent episode.
It will. So welcome.
So if I handed you a crisp $1 bill, that's all that I can afford, and made you subscribe and download an episode, that I appreciate it.
I feel like
go ahead and deposit that into your bank account or spend it on a stripper. I don't care.
I think we need to up that. I think we need to up our $2 bill game. If someone handed me a $2 bill with Date with Dateline stamped on it, have a listen. I would do it. I'd be like, they're clever.
Yeah. And you can still spend $2 bills.
Can you?
I think so. They're money.
Yeah.
This is what you have to look forward to if you listen to the show.
Yes.
Postulating exactly on things we know nothing about. This episode is called Facing the Music, which that song is going to be stuck in my head. Just
which song?
Let's Face the Music and Dance. Do you
Who
know
sings
that song?
That song?
Well, Who it's an older song. It's like, there may be trouble ahead.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
Yeah. This episode aired May 31st, 2019, season 27, episode 35, hosted by our queen, all praise the Preggers queen, Andrea Canning. She's glowing.
Yep.
She has a baby inside of her. And it made her kind of amped in this episode. She was really enthusiastic at multiple times.
Yeah.
And I was like, that baby has some good blood flow going to her and making her feel really jazzed.
Well, she meets some
science works. Sorry.
Yes, it was good. She meets some old friends, too. We have old friends.
Yes,
old
that's
friends
true.
Coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
Who
mm-hmm.
we've met before. That's mm-hmm. always exciting.
Absolutely.
Meeting up with old friends.
And I feel like she met some new friends. I think she likes these gals and she wants to be friends with these gals.
Oh yeah. They definitely
they're
went
gals.
To Chili's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gals that go to Kohl's and spend their Kohl's cash.
Yeah. But they don't, I don't know. These gals seem like Nordstrom Rack gals. I'm not going to
lie.
Yeah,
you're right. That house was nice.
Yeah. They might not even be Nordstrom Racking it. They might be straight Nordstromming it.
Oh yeah.
In which
they're
case.
Not, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think these are Maxinistas. I think we're looking
not.
At.
These are not our people.
We are looking at what is the step above living spaces. There's some furniture sites online that I've seen that I sometimes take a gander in. And I'm like, who buys these vases that are this much money?
Yes.
A vase.
Those people on Selling Sunset.
They're beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe some of these ladies shop on those sites.
They do. These are not ladies that have to debate for a full half an hour if they can afford a Frappuccino like I do.
Yeah.
Like I'll drive to the Starbucks. I'll sit there, ponder. Can I afford it? Not really. No. But do I really want one? Yes.
Yeah.
What should I do? It's a battle inside my head.
Yeah.
You're so sad now.
I'm totally sad because I'm just thinking about what their experience on the Sephora app is. I do like four or five things when I go to the Sephora app. There's a thing
called in your cart and then take them out?
Oh, no. They just sit in the cart until they expire. And then they email me and say, you know you have things in your cart. I know.
I know Sephora. I cannot afford them.
I can't do it. Okay. And then, but they don't probably even look at the weekly wow, which is the first place I go because it's where like the samples are. If you spend $25, you get like X, 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 and X. And I want that stuff, but because I want more bang for my buck, but they're probably not. They're probably like, oh, Tom Ford has a new bronzer. Click. And I'm like, oh,
bronzer?
Tom Ford has a new bronzer. Do they make it in a mini size? That's me. Is there a mini?
Can I get a free sample?
Is there a sample? Oh, you should see me at Sephora try to ask for samples, too. That's a trip. Because I'm so embarrassed, so I get really red. Because really, I'm probably not going to buy the foundation, but I really want to try it. And so I'm like, you know, I just want to see if it makes me break out. I have a list of things that I say. Sometimes I say, you know, I'm getting married, and I really just want to make sure that this isn't going to break me up. That year I got married was the best. I got so many samples because I was actually getting married. And so ever since then, I'm like, I can use that still.
And your face is all red. And they keep trying to give you green toned things. And you're like, no, I'm just actually really embarrassed right now.
No, I'm just actually really embarrassed because I'm asking for a sample knowing I have no intention of probably buying the full size of this. I just really
want to
try.
You are the most honest to a fault person. And that
a big problem.
Is like, you feel like you're stealing. And you probably step out expecting the fuzz to come and arrest you immediately.
No, I just am embarrassed because I'm just embarrassed because there are women out there like this that maybe buy. They're like, I would like to try the new Laura Mercier, whatever, flawless fusion.
We will be those women. Give us 10 more years.
I doubt it.
If you're still buying Shasta in 10 years, we need to quit the podcast. It's not safe, I guess.
You keep going back to the Shasta. I have not bought Shasta. I don't like the taste of Shasta. I have not bought it in quite a while.
What's the generic for Oreos?
Hydrox. No one buys Hydrox or not. But I've heard they're not a generic for Oreo. Someone told me Hydrox are actually like a different kind of Oreo cookie.
Well, and they are failing terribly.
They look the same. Yeah. No.
Marketing and making your product different.
Please up your cream filling, Hydrox. This is disappointing. I do not. If I split that cookie and it's like a thin layer on both sides, get out of town. Get out. I said, good day, sir. Had enough. I'm not doing it.
This is really what you have to look forward to if you listen to this podcast. It takes us about 20 minutes to start the episode.
We're ranting about cookies and makeup. And
we're going to get there. You know, someone got really annoyed at me when I said, I don't like eating Oreos because they get stuck in your teeth and then you have black stuff in your teeth. They said, what are you talking about? Am I the only one that happens to?
Maybe you have weird shaped teeth.
Well, that's just rude.
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe. I don't think that would stop me from eating an Oreo.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of, but I kind of, because I feel like if you eat a cookies and cream thing, yes, and that's crushed Oreos, that would maybe get in your teeth.
Okay, you're just pitying me at this point. So anyways, back to the episode. This episode is called Facing the Music. I really was hoping the killer would be Guitar Man from She Didn't Come Home, because I'm not done with that guy. And
I am.
Our
listeners are done.
I was hoping to reignite Guitar Man Gate, where I apparently insulted half of our listeners who really like when a guy with a man bun pulls out a guitar at every opportunity and starts playing American Pie like you're at a, you know, high school bonfire sing-along.
Yeah, you're un-American is what you are. That's what a lot of Americans enjoy. I'm wondering what our foreign listeners think of that. They might be irritated at him.
Well, if you're in England, picture a guy with a man bun pulling out a guitar at random places and starting singing like Hail to the...
Don't look back in anger.
Yeah, sure.
I heard you say, I think they just sing Oasis, right? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The acoustic Oasis.
Yes. And be like, dude, this isn't a high school bonfire. You're in a parking lot of a grocery store. Put that away. I feel like the guitar guys, just they're always ready. Does someone say a song? I can play a song for us. And they whip it out like a gun.
That is something that is very common to guitarists and not any other instrument. I would love it if somebody was a flutist. And
I was
they just were like, excuse me. That would be amazing. I would wish for that day. Or clarinet. Or trombone. Oh, excuse me.
Or if it's like a huge, like a... what's a really big one? Like an oboe? And he's like, excuse me, let me just... And then it takes him 35 minutes to unwrap the oboe bag and pull out the oboe. He's like, just got to tighten the strings. Hang on 1 second. I was going to do this crackerjack fast, but 1 second. I got to just oil this up. Hang on. That would be amazing.
Oh, you guys want music? Hang on. Let me get my upright bass. Just ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. That's just notes. It's just the way I can't dance to that. There's no music. There's no singing. There's no song. There's no words in what you're playing. Okay.
That reminds me of Gabe in The Office with his soundscapes.
Yes.
He comes in with like the keyboard. And it's not a full key. It's like a half a keyboard.
Yes.
And he does the like, what is it? Soft landing on the moon. But I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm thinking of Ross from Friends because he does that. And it's amazing on his guitar.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Also on
keyboard. He's keyboard. Got a keyboard. Yeah.
That's what I mean. And then on The Office, when Michael hires a string quartet, but then he decides
to just get the upright bass.
The upright bass. Yeah.
It was cheaper.
It was cheaper.
Doom. You could only get the full string quartet for an hour. It's just the upright bass.
So this episode takes place in 1992.
All right.
Amazing time for hair and fashion. Carrie is the principal at Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Amish country. So I'm going to try really hard not to reference Breaking Amish and how that show is totally fake. And I'm still really bitter about it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so fake.
As in their actors fake?
Almost that fake.
Oh, ouch. Sorry, I didn't know.
I know. Thank you for your sympathies. Thoughts and prayers during this time.
Yeah.
His star teacher, Christy Murak, didn't show up for school one day. The principal, Carrie, calls her 5 times and she doesn't answer.
Carrie is a male.
That's why I said Carrie so definitively. He's a male that likes to wear brightly colored sweaters.
There's a few people in this. This is a sweater episode.
Yes, it is.
We're in sweater weather, folks.
Yeah. So I would be the worst principal because if a teacher didn't show up, I would just call the sub. I would pop in a VHS copy of Fievel Goes West because that's the only tape the school library has for some reason. And I would call it a day. But he really cares.
Yeah.
He calls her parents and he freaks them the F out. They don't know where she is. Mm-hmm. And then he takes the word principal a little far. He decides to drive to Christy's place. And I'm trying to figure out if that's weird or not.
This town seems very magical and very close-knit. It's very beautiful. Where are they? What state did you say?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Everything in Pennsylvania is just pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty, pretty Pennsylvania. So, but it seems like they're all just very involved in each other's stuff.
I don't know. Like, my mom was a teacher. If the principal showed up one day at our house looking for her, that would be really weird. He'd also find my dad doing Sudoku in his underwear, so they'd both be in for quite a shock.
But this is California, where you can't make eye contact.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that no one would call in California because just no one cares.
So true.
Everyone's so self-absorbed, kind of, that they're just, well, this is maybe just Southern California. People aren't really focused on themselves. If you're late to work, it's like, okay, missed out. Next. Move on.
She's going to have some serious FOMO unless she's at her house murdered.
Yeah, but kind otherwise of. Yeah, that's kind of how it would work. So, but yeah. There in this
someone
town,
else
people
will
care.
Check on her. It's fine. Someone else will do it.
People care here. They want to know. It's their friend. Okay.
But doesn't he have like principal-y things they should be doing?
Now, what are they going to do? What is a principal? Well,
that's
sure
what I
want to
know. Education, please give us a call. What does the principal do versus what does he delegate to the vice principal?
I would say principally. What happens?
Sorry. You know what? We just lost all 5 of our new listeners.
Okay, hold on. I would say that they're principal function would be
just I'll wait till you're done.
Okay. The principalities of principling would be, I would say, first, do no harm to the children. Second, keep watch on your teachers.
They take a Hippocratic oath.
Yeah. And make sure that the teachers are showing up and doing their job. And third, dealing with parents who are furious with either A, the curriculum, B, the dress code, or C, that some sort of extracurricular activity, someone in that is being mean to their kid.
What if like a pipe bursts? Who has to deal with that?
Principal.
Yeah. I don't know.
They have to call the plumber.
Okay. It's a big job.
But I think also maybe principal, once you've worked your way up to principal, it's kind of like being like a CEO that's kind of removed.
Yeah.
You can just like kind of be like,
I think we're offending a lot of principals out there.
I don't know. I do know one principal.
On Degrassi, the principal was, kind of difficult until it became, what's his name? Snake. I think he was briefly principal.
What about Belding? Belding was involved.
Belding was so involved that it was deeply, deeply disturbing.
Yeah.
Now, Carrie, the principal, is driving Queen Andrea Canning around in his car.
Wow.
Showing her how he drove there. So I think we can assume he's not the killer and isn't out on bail or something, because Andrea Canning is expecting her 27th child, and she's a precious, precious unicorn. So Dateline producers are not going to put her in a car with a murderer.
No. How many children does she have? Does she have
She's
4
having
children?
Her 6th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go you.
Yeah. But I don't like how he's driving so casually. He has one hand on the wheel. You have precious cargo in the car. 10 and 2, my friend.
There's no one on the road in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
There's
just
a horse
driving
and buggy.
No,
maybe.
Literally. It's just green. And just you. Just and casual. Driving.
Horse and buggy.
Yeah. And a horse and buggy, like a few miles up.
What if the horse gets spooked by something?
And the Amish tips the hat. Do they tip a hat?
Do they acknowledge each other when they drive by? Is that what you're saying? Like two Amish people?
Yeah. Does the Amish person tip it?
Good day, sir. To you. Samuel.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah.
Jebediah. Do they do it? I don't know. I don't know what happens.
All of our Amish listeners.
There's no just Amish listeners.
No.
But if anybody has been Amish, I do think they're named biblical names.
Yeah, I think so too.
Obadiah, Jebediah, less of the Dias.
Obadiah is the donkey from the Manger Babies.
Oh, really? Oh, my. And wait, so the women would be named things like Ruth?
Yeah, that sounds right. On Breaking Amish, they're Rebecca.
There we go.
Sabrina, but she was Mennonite, not Amish.
Sabrina is not of the Bible.
And Kate.
Catherine
which was
is
maybe
not
Catherine.
Of the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
There was a Jeremiah, though.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the Ayas and Dias. Yeah, yeah, they're all in. Okay.
So it's like the Duggar children. There's Jeremiah. There's Jedediah.
Oh, yeah. They had to, yeah.
So Carrie goes to Christy's house, and he finds her body, and he freaks out, as you would, and he calls 911. And he looks so familiar to me, and I still can't figure out.
Carrie?
Doesn't he look like somebody to you?
He does, a bit. I don't know.
It's driving me crazy.
Do we know him?
Do we know him?
Carrie, do you listen to this podcast?
I don't know if...
He
maybe
doesn't.
He does.
I don't... Yeah, he does look familiar. So if anybody also, he looks familiar and you've pegged him as maybe a celebrity that we're not thinking of, let us know. I'm going to think
on it. I'll
get there.
Yeah. I'll get there. Okay. Yeah. So Christy has been beaten and strangled and sexually assaulted.
God, it's
brutal. And it just happened that morning. Because her roommate left at 7 a.m. I'll get to that. The police collect DNA, but it's the early 90s, so there's not much that they can do with it yet.
Right.
There are Christmas presents that she's taking to her students, which is just so sad.
That's enough.
But also, I don't think I got presents from my teachers, did I? Maybe I did.
She's a great teacher.
She's a really good teacher. Andrea makes the very astute point that it's brazen to do this in the morning when people are going to work and to school and it's in an apartment complex. So there's a bunch of people around.
Agreed.
That's crazy.
It is because it's between 7 and 9 a.m. that this happens.
It's broad
right?
daylight. Yeah.
That's nuts.
So Christy's brother said the police told him that there was an accident, but then they said, well, what happened? And then the police said, JK... Not an accident. She was murdered. Like, fooled you. Why would they just tell them?
I don't think they can. That's not what they did. What?
Yes.
What happened?
He said when they went into the police station and sat down, the police said, there's been an accident.
Oh, that's
She's
right.
She's dead. And they said, well, what happened? She was murdered. Okay. It's not a guessing game, police. Like, you can
no,
just tell the family.
No, I think they can't. No, he has to go in for them to tell. They, it has
they
to be
were
a person.
In. They were in.
Oh, well, then that's weird. Okay.
I think they were in. I could be wrong. So Andrea
I felt
is
like first was a call, second was in. Okay, that's it. That's all I'm going to say.
You're probably right. Okay. Andrea was interviewing a bunch of Christy's friends. This is their our main interviews in a really nice foyer area of a house.
Correct.
Two of our listeners were sure that one of the friends looked like a blonde Rachel Drash, and they were extremely adamant about it, and I couldn't see it. And now I can't see what the principal looks like, and I'm losing my touch at celebrity lookalikes that I'm really, when I say I'm losing my touch, I'm actually really bad at it, but I think I'm really good at it.
Correct.
But, you know, hold on to your gifts, people, because sometimes they can just be taken away from you one day. You wake up and you can't do what you thought you were so good at.
But I don't think, I don't see the Rachel Dratch in any of those women. So
yeah, I know. It's weird.
It's okay.
One of them is Christy's roommate who almost drove back that morning to get her lunch because she forgot it, but she didn't. Yeah. So Christy was murdered sometime after 7 a.m. because she works on a farm or at a toll booth or something. Why do people get up so early to go to work?
Because school starts. What is wrong with you?
7 a.m.?
School starts. Yeah, school starts at 8.
Wait, is Christy's friend a teacher too?
No, but a lot of people's work starts at 8, so they get out at 5. They work 8 to 5, because 9 to 5 is a dream. 9 to 5 is a lie. No one works 9 to 5. You work 9 to 6 or 8 to 5. Maybe she works out of town. Maybe she works in, like, Harrisburg or a nearby big city, so she has to drive a really long time.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where Lancaster is in Pennsylvania. Hold, please. whole place. I just used a town that another town that I know in Pennsylvania. I'm going to see what it's close to. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Show me. How close are you to Scranton? We should always be checking that.
Yeah. How close are you to Scranton?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you in vicinity to Scranton? Not close to Scranton. Not York. I see York.
So we just have a York? Weren't we just in York?
We are far from Philadelphia. We are mildly close to Harrisburg.
Okay, you were right. I'm sure it's really interesting for people when we Google things.
And we're a little further to Allentown.
And they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, they're killing time. Filling up horns, standing alive.
Do you know that song, Allentown,
no.
by Billy Joel?
No.
That's a shame.
Sorry.
That's all right.
The police think that Christy opened the door to leave, and then the killer dragged her back in.
Mm-hmm.
That morning, the roommate had thought Christy seemed distracted. But Christy had no enemies, which is not the same as everyone loved her if you're trying to cheat on our bingo cards. Tammy. I'm just kidding, Tammy.
Tammy.
But they have to say
Called
everyone loved
out.
Her. I know. So I'm just kidding, Tammy.
I think everyone legitimately did love her in this case.
Yes, but it doesn't count for bingo is all I'm saying.
No, it doesn't.
No. She always wanted to be a teacher, and she loved to dance. She even appeared on the TV show that I've never heard of.
Me neither.
Called Dancin' on Air, and you know it's fun because it's dancin' with an apostrophe at the end and no G.
Oh, you know it's fun.
Yeah. And on the show, on the video, they're doing that classic 80s snake move, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That Kristen Wiig does in an aerobics skit. Yeah.
Yep.
It all seems very girls just want to have fun. Which I love because that's one of my favorite movies. So she went to college and she met a bunch of girls that she's now friends with that Andrea's interviewing. Christy was safety conscious at the apartment building, even though their backyard was an Amish dairy farm. Huh. Two things. Yeah. She must not have seen Witness, which is a thriller set on an Amish farm. And two, I bet they maybe got free cheese sometimes from the farm. And it probably was delicious.
Oh, yeah. Or butter.
Yeah. Do you think they shared with their neighbors?
Wait, but she would be safety conscious if she had seen Witness. She would be like, I've seen Witness.
Maybe.
Y'all
yeah,
need to
maybe
pay attention.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So maybe she's the only one that saw Witness.
And me. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Oh, good. And you.
Yeah. It's good.
I think I had to watch it in a screenwriting class in college.
Oh, it's Harrison Ford, right?
Uh-huh. And I think he gets on with the Amish woman.
Yes. Rebecca. No. Melissa. I'm blanking on her name.
I think it's the woman from Top Gun.
Yeah. And
Kelly McGillis.
There we go. Correct.
So Christy was a great, energetic teacher. I heard on Twitter that she was an amazing, amazing teacher. However,
really?
I think it's pretty easy to be energetic teacher when you're 25. Find me a teacher who's 50 and isn't chain smoking bitterly in the teacher's lounge so she can avoid her students. And I will give that teacher an award because
you need to be nicer.
I
think she was an amazing teacher. I've had some young bad teachers.
Really?
I was a young bad teacher. I was a terrible teacher.
When were you a teacher?
When I did Shakespeare. I taught Shakespeare at that camp. And I'm telling you, I was bad. I was scattered. I was making jokes that were not hitting anything. They were just laying out there. It was not.
Dead air, like you just would make a joke and everyone would just stare at you?
It was not my scene.
You make a pun on this show?
Yeah, a lot like that. It brings me right back there. I was not good. So I'm saying that I think it takes a lot to be a good teacher.
I think it takes 100%. I think it's the hardest job. I'm going to say it's so hard. So there was something, though, in Christy's life that was not so great. She had fallen for a man nicknamed Dagger.
Well, come on.
I'm so glad Andrea clarified and said nickname, because I would have thought that was his big biblical God-given name, Dagger Brian Smith.
What, and his parents were drug dealers?
Maybe it's short for Daggerius or Dagwood.
Oh, yeah, he's a Greek shipping heir?
Yeah, exactly.
This is my boyfriend, Dragadius.
Yes, it's very Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There are literally two photos. I'm skipping ahead to B-roll bonanza.
Correct. Yeah,
we see literally only two photos of Mr. Dagger. One, he's a sepia-toned cowboy.
Correct. The Marlboro Man.
And the other, he's a black and white Marlon Brando on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So I think that clearly he is a time traveler who jumps from decade to decade solving crimes or trying to kill Doc from Back to the Future.
Quantum leap.
Yes, he quantum leaps the heck out of this. Okay. So sometimes he's like hanging out with Cleopatra, and then he's in the old Wild Wild West. It makes
sense. Or Doctor Who. Okay, got it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't think Dagger is Doctor Who, though. Doctor Who, I think, is a noble person.
Have you seen any Doctor Who?
No. I've seen like one episode.
We're going to lose listeners.
The problem is I know it's so good and I'll get really, really into it. And you I don't have the time and I need to.
You need to prioritize is what you need to do. Your viewing.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. So Dagger is almost twice Christie's age and he's a Teamster, which is, I think we recently said that a trucker would be my ideal husband, right?
He's ahead of the Teamsters. He's the head
of the Teamster.
Yeah.
I think that there might be something there because they make good money.
Yeah.
They're rarely home. I can watch 90 Day Fiancé by myself and eat Chinese takeout and live in the dream.
I'm going to tell you that you can do that with a good husband, too.
Mm.
He doesn't have to be on the road and you have to do that in secret. Good husband, you get to do that with him in the room and he thinks you're adorable.
Relationship goals.
Yeah, there we go.
Christie's friends were starting to get married, but Dagger didn't want to settle down. Christie decided to break up with Dagger.
Uh-oh.
A.K.A. Daggerius Thurgood IV. She had decided to break up with him the week that she died. And she was really happy about the decision. So that Saturday night, all the girls went out clubbing to celebrate, which is funny that there's so many clubs right by the Amish farms.
Harrisburg. I don't know. I don't know anything about Harrisburg. I just say.
Well, Harrisburg is known for this. So bizarre happened the day after Christie's murder. A man walked into her school. He didn't belong there. Man, the 90s were a simpler time.
Yeah.
Because if I want to pick up the girl that I babysit for at her school, I need a special keychain, a 12-digit code, and I give my blood sample at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of blood samples, having your period is the worst.
Amen.
But Lola makes it easier.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I love Lola. You get a feminine care subscription box every month delivered to your door, and you get to completely customize what you want inside. You can skip or cancel at any time. Their products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals or dyes. All the scary ingredients that other brands use, they don't use. And I personally prefer my poisons to go into cheating spouses on Dateline and not into my body.
There we go.
Because I have standards. For every purchase, Lola donates feminine care products to homeless shelters, which is so awesome. I love how it's delivered to my door so I don't have to go to CVS in my period pants with a giant pimple on my chin.
Absolutely.
That's the worst.
Home delivery is the key and it's amazing.
Yeah. So for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter Dateline when you subscribe. That's 40% off all subscriptions by going to mylola.com and entering Dateline, which is us.
That's a great deal. 40% is real good. Get
on
it.
Her name is Lola. She had her period. She wanted 40% off, so she went to mylola.com. Periods and tampons were always in fashion.
When you're with Lola.
Yes, we fell in love. I love Lola. The assistant superintendent. So here's another thing. The assistant superintendent is walking around the school. Maybe because the principal keeps driving off to check on all his teachers.
I don't know what's going on with that.
He sees this weird guy at school and he approaches him. And the guy says he's looking for Christie. The guy says, well, Christie died. And the man says, oh, I hadn't heard. And he leaves. It's just the weirdest interaction.
And he said, like, I'm her friend.
I'm her friend. But yeah. I didn't hear. Yeah. So Bob, the superintendent, another guy in a really brightly colored sweater.
Pink.
No, his was yellow. The principal had pink and then he had orange on, I believe.
Other colleague, pink sweater.
Maybe. So Bob, the superintendent, calls the police right away, which I thought was smart. Mm-hmm. But also not that likely that the killer would go to the school and associate himself with Christy if he
killed her.
Had just
correct.
Killed her. Unless he's trying to be like, look how calm I am. I don't even know she's dead. I just show up asking for her.
Well, that's what he said. He said that he had heard that like people try to interject themselves mm-hmm. into like an investigation. But I think that's serial killers that do that. Generally. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But I also think it's nervous first-time killers who want to know what the police know because they've never done it before.
Yeah, there we go.
So guess who this mystery man was? It was Dagwood Tobias, Earl of Suffolk.
There we go.
And he had a secret.
Oh, yes, he does.
He was married. I mean, honestly, wasn't the name Dagger a red flag enough? He's also married, and he has probably unpaid parking tickets. He is the three-peat of douchebaggery.
Why is he Dagger? We never know.
No, we never get to know the story behind that because we only have two photos of him. If you guys hear something weird, there are tree trimmers who are cutting, like, I don't know what they're doing. They're pruning a giant palm tree right outside my apartment, and huge chunks of it are falling from the sky like cloudy with a chance of meatballs. And it's really loud, so I apologize. It's just a chunk of palm.
And also, I've got a giant helicopter, so we're good. We're doing great. Yeah. Yeah. There's some sort of Scranton Strangler on the loose in my neighborhood. So, yeah, it's good. It's all good.
Maybe you'll get to be on the trial, like Toby. So, the friends don't know if Christy knew that he was married. And maybe that's why she broke up with him. They don't know.
Hmm.
Dagger, here's the biggest twist of the episode. Dagger didn't do it. Dagger was not dastardly. He was in Virginia, and his DNA doesn't match.
Wow.
But I think we've proved scientifically that he's a time traveler. So all he'd have to do is go to the future to a time where they can alter someone's DNA. Bing, bang, boom. This dagger is wiped clean.
Okay.
So he's not off the hook now. The friends.
It's logic. That's what logic is. Yeah.
Hashtag science. The friends think he for sure hired a hitman, which would be classic Dateline. But the killer left DNA samples and it was sloppy, so they don't think it was a professional.
Why would also, he didn't have any reason to kill her. Except, like, maybe she was threatening to go to the wife or whatever, but we have no proof that she even knew he was married.
Right, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
She more was, like, breaking up with him because he wasn't going to marry her.
Right, yeah. But he wanted his cake and eat it, too.
Correct.
Or whatever daggers like to eat. I don't know. So
Slim
who
Jims.
Else? What is it? Sardines?
I said Slim Jims.
So who else could it be? There's a guy on Saturday night that they ran into. He used to date a friend of theirs and he was abusive to her and had killed her dog.
Good Lord.
What? Between this and the detective that kissed that dead dog on the mouth on a dare.
It's
dogs are not enjoying the current season of Dateline.
No.
So these girls, the girlfriends, they all yell puppy killer at him in front of people at the club. And maybe that angered him. But I don't think anyone in the club can hear anything over the uns, uns, uns. So I doubt anyone even heard puppy killer.
Puppy killer!
Right? Like if I go uns, uns and you yell puppy killer.
Okay.
Uns, 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 uns. I could barely understand what you're saying.
Right.
But that was a good eye voice. You did a woo girl type voice.
Yeah, I can do it if I have to.
So this guy, the puppy killer, doesn't check out. The friends start to play detective, which I did add to our new bingo cards. People playing detective, because that's my favorite. So they're taking pictures of guys in Christy's photo album and showing them to the cops. Then we find out. Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, totally.
I would
inject myself into that case. I'd be like, I am Nancy Drew. how can I help you? And they would be like, ma'am, you are interfering. That is yellow tape and you are stepping over it right now. And I'll be like, oh, sorry. And then I'd come in like with my Frappuccino and set it down right on their files and be like, I have the biggest idea. And they'd be like, ma'am, you just spilled your Frappuccino all over. Like, I'd be a nightmare for them. The new suspect in the case is,
That'd be terrible. Sorry, that's awful. That was not what I was thinking of at all. I was thinking that we have a very tight group of girls from college that we are currently still friends with.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, if one of them was to die, I don't think you'd be in there being flighty with your cappuccino. I think you'd be down to business, glasses on, somehow come up with a sport coat from nowhere and be like, officers, I've hired this private investigator. This is Charles Jornigan. He's going to be helping us in this case today. And this is my attorney.
I would have gone and bought half the stock at Office Depot and made file folders, and everything would be labeled, and it would be like binders full of suspects and motives. Yes.
And you and I would be up very late, very frazzled hair, and it would be
like one of the crazy charts with the red string.
No, yeah, it would. And then it would be an entire room devoted to it. We'd have to get, like, what we'd get is a storage unit somewhere and with a roll door and then set it all up as command posts.
Yes.
And then we'd get a Costco business account.
There you go.
That's how that would
But
work.
I do think it would annoy the real detectives if I started to say, like, motive possibility number 437.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, where did you come up with that? And I'll be like, it was on season 3 of Midsummer Murders. And they would be like, please leave.
Yeah. And Katie had a dream. That would be Oh, no. But I like that the friends got into it. I mean, I think you can't help it, right? You're like, no, if you're not going to solve this, we're going to solve it for you.
Exactly.
Step aside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the actual detectives, they are making their latest suspect known. Mm-hmm. He is our dear friend with the sweaters, our principal.
Yeah.
The police trick him into coming to the station, and then they start finger-pointing at him. At this, okay, do you think he looks like Bernie Madoff?
No.
Damn it. I really thought I was onto something for a second.
Like a De Niro, maybe a De Niro crossed with someone, so De Niro playing Madoff crossed with...
Richard Dreyfuss playing Madoff? No.
No.
Okay, so they're suspicious of him. They think it's weird that he drove over to Christie's house to check on her. He was at the gym. I don't know why I said gym.
Like he was at gym's.
He was at Jim's house before work. And it kind of made me feel bad because this principal who's a bit older than me accomplishes way more than I do. Like before I've even woken up. Yeah. He agrees to take a polygraph and he passes and his DNA doesn't match. So he was really our principal.
Well, did you at any point think he did it? I at no point thought he did it. I took one look at him and said, sir, you did not do this.
For some reason, he comes off as a little odd to me, but I never thought that they would ever put Andrea in a car with the killer.
Oh, I didn't think he would. I thought he was maybe a little eccentric. He's just very animated. He's very animated, and we don't usually get people as animated as him. And compared to all the other male interviews that we had, that he was the most animated. And he wore bright orange on Dateline. You're going to stand out.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He shows his personality.
Yeah.
But the small town gossip mill, which you can mark off your bingo cards, is still going. And the teachers are still gossiping about the principal. And some of the teachers keep coming up to him and saying, guess what so-and-so said about you? Which, what kind of tattletale is that?
That's nonsense. That is, you're fired.
They're trying to kiss up to the principal by throwing the other teachers under the bus. Maybe just do your job better. But also, that does not make you look good if you're kissing up to the principal. It just makes him feel bad that his own teachers are still saying that.
Stop telling him.
Yeah. Gosh. Then the friends start thinking about something that happened a few months before Christie died. Mm-hmm. The girls and Dagger had seen a peeping Tom, which is really sucks for anybody named Tom. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
Dagger and the girls chase him off. They don't catch him. Neighbors had also seen a white car outside the morning that Christie was murdered. And it's a very 90s looking car. I have a well-documented case of car blindness, which is when you cannot recognize your own car from other cars in a parking lot. Hashtag find a cure. But to me, this car looked like a white version of the car from Knight Rider. I could be totally wrong.
Oh boy, you're going to just get slammed.
Am I just totally wrong?
I feel like maybe.
It looks like
a car. But I don't know Knight Rider.
That like Slater would drive on Saved by the Bell.
It does. That it does. Yeah. It's a Daytona something? No. What am I saying?
One, I'll get to it in this second. Because there's two that they think it could be.
Okay, doke. All right, sorry.
The roommate of Christy sees the car and she thinks it's coming for her. It's like a Stephen King novel of this creepy car just driving around.
Christine.
Christine is going to kill somebody. Yes. She writes down the license plate number and puts it in her pocket. So if she's murdered, police would know who did it when they found her body.
That is so sad, but so smart.
It is. It's both. I'm both jealous and sad for her. Because that
You're
is
jealous
terrifying.
Because she thought of that?
No, just like, yeah, that she's so smart. But I'm also really sad that she felt so terrified.
That's how, yeah.
It's terrible. But that's a smart cookie, as my mom would say.
Yeah, it is.
The DNA, like, technology starts to catch up, and they're just trying to test the DNA that they have, but there are no hits in CODIS. And Christy's mom passes away without finding out who did it. Christy's brother keeps pushing the case, like a good brother should do. Now it is 2016, and they can use the DNA from the crime scene to figure out what the person looks like. Mm-hmm. And this is Andrea's second phenotyping episode.
There we go.
Last time they put, best friends, they put in Andrea's DNA to figure out what she would look like. But here's the thing. She's a precious, precious unicorn. Mm-hmm. And the composite didn't have that special fairy dust filter on it that Andrea has.
Well, so no, it can't. Of course it's not going to.
Andrea's way better than that composite is all I'm trying to say.
Well, yes.
Using the DNA, they figure out kind of what this guy would look like and how he'd look if he had aged over the years, so what he'd look like now. The friends don't recognize this composite at all. The police get a bunch of tips, but no luck. And this is one of the parts that Andrea is like really into it. And she's like, it's so frustrating. Like she's very animated. I think her baby is just amping her up. So meanwhile, in California, they find the Golden State Killer by finding distant relatives and going through the family tree to find him. They decide to do the same thing and they find some relatives of the killer. Now, I know this is a super hot button issue.
Correct.
But after I offended all of our listeners with neck tattoos, I'd like to say I totally agree with you listening to this. And I am on whatever side that you are on this issue.
Dude, that is the biggest cop. Oh, my gosh. That was a cop out. Don't stop it.
You
can't do that. That's not.
Do you want me to keep getting in trouble with people?
No, I don't. We're going to remain mute on this point. If you want our opinions, let us know. Maybe we'll draft an email that's very cleverly worded and overseen by my lawyer friend, Nyla. Who will then, I will be like, read this. Is there anything that could get us? Is there anything libelous?
It'll say a lot of things like, may or may not.
Yeah.
Possibly. In some circumstances.
Mrs. Kimberly and Catherine have opinions on, Matter X.
Yes.
Relating to.
That's what I should have done instead of blatantly saying that neck tattoo screams you're going places. So the next.
Yeah, that was totally ridiculous.
I apologized. The police need to get this guy's DNA to do the official match. So they stake him out and they get it at a public school where he happens to be at for some event. Because this whole episode seems to revolve around schools. And I did also add police sneakily get someone's DNA to the new bingo cards. The extreme business cards, because it doesn't happen that often.
Okay.
It matches. DNA match. They decide to arrest him, but he's out of town. He's on vacation with his family. So they decide
this happens a lot.
Yes. No one's ever there when we need to arrest them.
No, it's happened like 4 or 5 times this year.
So rude. Why are people going on all these vacations?
Yeah, how'd they get all this money?
I guess, as I say, we are going to CrimeCon. But
that's not a vacation,
it's
though.
It's not a vacation, though. I mean,
we're working.
We're going to be sweaty and frizzy and basically 90, prostituting ourselves to get people to listen to this show.
No, we will be prostituting Oliver like good Americans.
So they arrest the guy after he gets back from vacation with his new wife and daughter. Mm-hmm. Speaking of going on vacation and us maxing out our credit cards to go to CrimeCon.
Yes.
I'm going to take my care of vitamins with me to CrimeCon.
I am backed up.
Yep. This is literally the first time in my life I have ever taken vitamins with me. Because who is going to pack these giant bottles of vitamins? Ain't nobody Correct. Got the luggage room for that.
No.
But these little individual daily vitamin packs customized for your needs. You can just put them into your bag and the packets have your name on them and they say really fun things on them. Mm-hmm. The one I used today said, if a movie was made about your life, what would it be called?
What'd you say?
Views from the Couch.
Oh.
I know. It's so sad.
I thought it was going to be Why I Did It. Why I didn't do it.
Like OJ's, if yeah. I did it, this is why? How I would have done it.
Why I didn't.
Why I didn't do much of anything.
That's pretty much
it. Oh my God. Views from the Couch, colon,
why I didn't do much of anything.
So
why, no, just why I didn't do. That's it.
Whatever. Just, yeah, you yeah. fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Ellipsis. Yeah, that's it. Nailed it. Okay.
But I want to be more active. I want to spend the summer building a healthy routine. I want to sleep better and have more energy. And I want to manage the levels of stress I feel, knowing that there are men named Dagger out in the world.
Correct.
Care of is going to help address some of that for me. They can't take the daggers out of this world, though, unfortunately.
No, they cannot. But they can definitely, you can take the quiz and you can find out where you need vitamins in your daily routine to make you healthier, which is so cool.
But and also, if you're taking the quiz and you find out that you really only care about your hair and skin and how you look, there's no judgment from that.
Thank you.
Care of will still give you those vitamins.
And they're great.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Something new that made me really happy is that the little daily packets are made now from compostable plant-based film. So they keep your vitamins fresh and convenient, and they're better for the environment, which is awesome.
That's really cool. And they have the new protein packs.
Yes, they have protein packs. We love Care of, as you can tell. If you want to get 25% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter Dateline, which is us. Again, that's 25% off your first Care of order by going to takecareof.com and entering Dateline.
And if you want to see what they look like and you're coming to CrimeCon, ask me.
Oh, yeah. Because she'll just whip them out of her purse.
I will definitely have one in my purse. Yeah, because I have at least 3 or 4 in my purse at all times.
Yes.
But you can see them. And I made a point when I packed them, too, not to read the little things.
So you can get the new ones every day.
Yeah, so I could have them surprised every day. I was, like, blurring my eyes as I was pulling them out because I didn't want to read them. It's a great product, guys. You should definitely check it out. And this is a great discount.
Yes. So who is this man that they arrest? It's Daggerian Lancelot, red flags. No, it's not. It is. Uns.
Hey, Mr. DJ, don't kill me. I just want to dance with my ladies.
Ladies, put your hands up.
Yep.
It is DJ Freeze, the local club DJ. And Freeze, is spelled without the E at the end, which makes me irrationally angry. Katie is
and both. I have just held up my notes to Kimberly where I have written in huge letters across the notes, what did I tell you about DJs? !
For the past all 19 years or so, Katie has been telling me that if a man ever tells me, come back to my apartment and watch me spin, that I should immediately scream and run away.
No, just throw your wallet at him and run. Just like, take my money, run.
I don't know you. That's not my purse. You're a DJ. Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
I don't know you. You're a DJ. Get out.
That's all.
Get out.
She was right.
I would literally, if I was near you and I heard it, I would just put an arm out and just say, no, you need to leave. You need to step away from her. I don't know why I feel like you're susceptible to DJs.
I know.
And I'm
How
not
often
wrong.
Do you meet a DJ?
But you talk about Pauly D in a way that makes me worried about
I
DJs
really
for you.
I love Pauly D.
I know you do, which means that you love that he's got the DJ spirit deep within him. And so you there's something about that that you react to, which makes me very uncomfortable. And I feel like I have to like block you, shield you from that world.
But
because that's not right.
Here's the thing. My grammar police, my spelling police, all of that trumps mm-hmm. any sort of attraction to a DJ. So the fact that he doesn't have an E at the end of freeze.
Yeah.
I would never go for that. Like, quick nails, and it's K-W-I-K. I can't do that. Now, DJ Freeze goes to the same church as Christy's friend, which I don't know what killers do when they're at church.
Take me to church.
Are they just scared they're going to get set on fire? Like, what happens? Do they just go?
No, DJs go to church.
Do they pray? And then they just go, except for that girl that I killed.
Don't DJs see themselves as God? It seems a little ironic.
Oh.
Because DJs, like, that play God thing is really big with DJs because you're up, like, and you've got the decks and you've got the crowd.
You're controlling the crowd. That's very interesting.
I have known this from having conversations with DJs. And, like,
this
feeling
of,
like, euphoria. Like, yeah, like, superpower of, like, creating this party and creating this, like, mood in a room with hundreds or thousands of people is a big deal for DJs.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Very. Mm-hmm. Okay. So DJ Freeze worked construction during the day. He only had one thing on his record. He mostly kept out of trouble. But guess who didn't stay out of trouble? His peen. He was married 4 times.
Oh, boy.
So the fourth wife, how does that conversation go down? Yeah, I've been married 3 times before, but this is really it.
No, I think it just happens. I think people don't think about it. No, I've known a couple of people that have been married several times. Like 4 times. You just get, I think these people are just romantics.
Yeah,
they just
maybe.
Commit.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
He's not a commitment phobe. That's
no,
for sure.
That's true.
But
he's
also
the new king of red flags.
Oh, yeah, he is. I can't even begin.
He had a white car, just like the neighbors had seen.
Uh-huh.
Well, most of the neighbors. So a bunch of the neighbors had seen one kind of white car, and then one neighbor had seen this other kind of white car. And for some reason, the police focused solely on that one kind of white car, totally ignoring the other kind of white car.
I know why that happened. That's someone like you. That's someone like you with car blindness getting in there and just being very convincing and very straightforward and saying, no, officer, I know what I saw. It was this kind of white car.
You are so wrong. I would say I have car blindness, so put a disclaimer on this. I think it was red.
What if this was pre you recognizing your problem?
That's true.
Before, and you'd be like, so sure you were right because
right.
you are always right.
That yeah,
you'd be like,
I know
no,
I am.
You need to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, we're going to go with her.
Yeah.
We're going with the pipsqueak. And then instead,
some people on Twitter thought it was a sexist thing, like that the women were saying one thing, but then a guy came and they were like, oh, a guy knows his cars.
It
he
really better
knows.
Not be that.
And
that's
going to
make me crazy.
Yeah, because if that
is what held this up.
I think it was another case of car blindness stalling a police investigation for decades. When will we get the funding and hashtag find a cure? How many more people have to die? No one's
well,
died.
Well, they're going to know, but how many more cases have to go unsolved? That's what you mean.
Until I'm starting a change.org petition.
You are not starting change.
I already did to get more Dateline merch. And
yeah,
it's
and that's
been
enough.
Very successful.
I let that go. I will not let this one go. I will shut it down. I will write the organizers and be like, hi, I'm her business partner. She's not well. We need to shut this down.
Then I will start a petition to get you banned from change.org.
If you start a GoFundMe over this, I'm dropping
out. And car blindness now.
I'm dropping
Please
it.
Chip
I'm dropping
in $5.
I will drop out.
He, DJ Freeze, was working very close to Christie's building. And he could have been that peeping Tom, but let's call him a peeping Freeze few months before.
What's his name? Raymond? Raymond.
Honestly, I didn't even write it down.
Raymond Rowe is
sure.
his name.
A peeping Raymond. And that gives Everybody Loves Raymond a whole different
Why
spin.
Why wouldn't you go with DJ Double R? DJ Double R.
That's okay.
DJ Dub R.
Yeah.
R-Dub. D DJ R-Dub.
Yeah, that's okay. R squared.
What's Freeze?
He doesn't know math. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even have platinum hair. He's not even, he doesn't look like a Freeze.
Do you think a Freeze should have platinum hair?
Yeah.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in that Batman movie?
No, but just like platinum. It would make more sense if DJ Freeze came in and he looked like he was from the Netherlands.
Yeah, I'd
be like,
seriously.
Oh, DJ Freeze, mm-hmm. you're from a cold place. Mm-hmm. Raymond Rowe looks like he's from the panhandle of Florida, which is not cold.
So he did...
I don't know what that means. That's a sweeping generalization. Yeah, sorry, yeah, I actually have no idea what people from the panhandle of Florida look like. The people from California look like the people from Ohio. Everyone looks the same, except DJ Freeze, I feel like, should look Norwegian or Scandinavian.
Okay, that's valid. The friend blames herself for not being able to catch the peeping Tom when they all chased after him. Like, that could have prevented the murder. But, I mean, she doesn't know what could have happened. She could have gotten killed. So she shouldn't feel bad. It's not her job to track down, like, chase after a peeping Tom.
She's a sweet girl.
Dark at night. Like,
it's really not.
She shouldn't put that on her.
Please don't.
The detective thinks that Christy might have spurned DJ Freeze at a club, and that got him mad. The DNA...
God complex.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. The DNA is a match up to someone, up to the, like, quadrillionth percent or some number that's... it's totally made up. Like,
that was great.
Harry
like
Potter-inth of a percentage.
He did. He said, he's like, it's a number of zeros that you can't even comprehend. Yeah. I loved it. I was like, that's just...
Yeah.
I love that it's that sure.
It's
That's
him.
Great.
Yeah. Although, what if it's not? That would be amazing. What
it's
if
definitely
it was,
him.
What if it was the one, there's one other person on this planet who it could have been, and it was that person instead?
Well, no, the only other thing that I did have one thing. We'll discuss it later. It's definitely not correct, but I did have one thing that gave me pause.
Okay.
We'll discuss it in alternative theories. Okay.
The police think that he looks like the composite that they made. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe. He kind of looks like David from Schitt's Creek, but on bath salts.
Oh, okay.
So
he looks like he's done drugs.
Yeah, his eyes are like blood red in his mugshot.
Right, and again, if your name is DJ Freeze and you do have dark hair, then I expect you to have icy blue eyes.
There
DJ
you
Freeze.
Go, an icy glare.
Where is Freeze from?
Frosty Freeze.
No, I know. I keep like thinking
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, but I just don't know how he came up with the name.
Yeah, I don't either. We get to meet wifey for Monica.
Yeah.
She seems so normal to have married a thrice divorced DJ named DJ Freeze.
She's not wife four. She's wife three.
No, I think she's wife four. Is she wife three?
She was divorced with him when he was arrested. She had
already
been divorced from him.
She wasn't the new wife with the daughter.
She is not.
She's
the wife that was happening when this crime happened. So she's two or three. She is an earlier wife.
Okay. Got it. But guess what? Monica gives us the quote, life of the party. So mark it on your bingo cards. It still counts, even though it is usually the victim that is the life of the party and not the killer.
The killer was the DJ.
That was the twist.
Yeah.
So Monica cannot believe that someone named DJ Freeze wasn't the perfect man to raise your children with and marry and spend your life with.
Well, I mean, he had a job. He worked construction.
That's true. That is a good job.
He had a real job during the day, and this was his dream at night, which everybody is allowed to. Absolutely.
Yes,
you,
totally.
Me, everyone. But I would question his DJ name.
Yeah. That makes me question his whole brain function.
Is it because DJ Ice was taken and ice means... Does ice mean crack cocaine and jewelry? Diamonds?
Yeah, it does.
So
don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
So there were two. So when he Googled, or he couldn't because it was that... So there must have been a DJ in the area named DJ Ice.
But then he's just blatantly copying and being a lesser version of DJ Ice. And also, did DJ Ice take E off of his name, too? So it was DJ Ick?
Oh, no.
And he's like, I'm going to not do the E at the end, too. That's the cool way to do it.
I think it might have been Ice spelled E-Y-E-C.
Oh,
yeah.
Ice. Yeah, Ice. Yeah.
Could be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think that DJ Freeze is the protege of DJ Ice.
Oh, and it's like a all about Eve thing. And
well, there's like an army. It's like a pyramid scheme. So uh-huh. there's like DJ Ice is at the top, and then there's DJ Freeze, and then there's DJ Pop.
Cube.
Yeah, DJ Popsicle.
Uh-huh.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
DJ
down that.
McFlurry.
DJ Frigerator. Who knows?
He's
I don't know.
The lowest version because he only yeah. keeps things at the refrigerated temp. He doesn't have an attached freezer.
No, sad. He's not. He's yeah. not cold. Yeah.
No, he's not cool enough. So Monica remembers the time that Christy was murdered, and it was all in the papers and on the yeah. news, and that DJ Freeze was concerned for her safety, mm-hmm. which Andrea cannot believe that he was saying to Monica, basically, there's a killer loose out there. It's totally me, by the way. Monica, you in danger, girl.
Yeah.
Let's take care of you. And Monica is so stunned, and I feel really bad for her because she does seem really nice, and all she can get out is, it is surprising. Yes, it is surprising.
I feel bad for her.
She
this is a tough interview.
Yeah. No, she's traumatized.
Yeah.
So DJ,
I would be.
Oh, totally. DJ Freeze takes a plea deal in exchange for a life sentence instead of a death penalty. Mm-hmm. Then, which I'm fine with. I think he should rot in prison. Then Andrea and her baby that's making her super enthusiastic about this assignment, they get their OMG moment. One of the friends met with DJ Freeze at a wedding expo, which wow. sounds like hell on earth to me.
I've been to a wedding expo.
I think it could kind of be a hilarious Christopher Guest mockumentary, like Best in
yes.
Show.
Oh, God, why haven't they done that?
Right?
Oh, copyright, Dateline. We're doing that.
Yes,
yeah,
I think that's
funny.
Really good. So she was meeting with potential DJs, and she met with him about maybe DJing at her daughter's wedding, which is just terrifying. I'm really glad she went with DJ Boiling instead.
Oh, boy. Come on.
Ba-dum-bum.
Nap time.
Nah, I know. I'm tired.
You need to go to bed.
Okay. So before we do our categories at the end, last year, our listener Brooklyn had us wish her mom happy birthday. And this year, Dana wants us to wish Brooklyn a happy birthday. And I was supposed to do it a couple weeks ago, but I think I'm a very bad person and I forgot.
Happy birthday, Brooklyn.
Happy birthday, Brooklyn. I do wonder if we're going to be going back and forth for the rest of time. One of them wishing the other one a happy birthday.
I'm okay with that.
Sure. Brooklyn lives in Arizona, and she's going to dental school.
Atta girl.
Also, Arizona.
Arizona. Oh.
Just be careful out there, Brooklyn.
Yeah, watch yourself.
We wish the best for you.
Stay away from DJs.
Yeah. So, do you have any... Should we do B-roll bonanza?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we have people walking by bodies of water, but it wasn't our interviewees. It was just randos. Mm-hmm. But I think that still counts for bingo cards.
Do they have to sign waivers?
If they're showing the backs of people, then no.
Really? It's just if they show your face?
Generally. There might be a timing issue, like of how long. But usually it's just the backs of people, yeah. We have multiple Folgers moments, like a dual quad
yes.
Folgers moment with
yes.
the ladies.
With the ladies.
Quad Folge.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrible. Like a quad Folge is like a condition
yeah, what's that?
Of the skin that you would
no,
not want
is.
To have.
Yeah, I have a quad Folge on my neck.
Yeah.
It's creating odd lines that I don't know where they came from. Yeah.
Did you have any B-roll bonanza? I'm sure I missed a lot.
No, I loved that dancing on air clip.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. It was great. And that they got to interview her, and she was probably so excited. She was wearing that, like, yellow shirt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He all these really ladies cute. Were super cute. They kept showing all these early 90s pictures of these ladies who were 25. Adorable crew.
Absolutely.
Really
I'm jealous.
Really great. Yeah.
My awkward face is it was still going then, it's still going now.
Yeah, well.
Do you want to play a new game that your husband suggested called
oh,
Murder Marry Affair?
Why
MMA?
Does my husband text you ideas for the pod? I think he thinks I don't listen and he's like, yeah. I'm just gonna text Kimberly.
Probably.
She'll do it.
But this is like Murder Marry F Kill, whatever. So
yes,
but
I
it's
understand.
Murder Marry Affair. Let's do Murder, Marry, Affair, The Principal, DJ Freeze, and Dagger.
Oh, my goodness. Murder, Marry, Affair. Okay, so definitely we're murdering DJ Freeze.
Yeah.
Marry and Affair. Okay, well, no, so you
you definitely marry the principal.
Okay.
And you definitely affair with somebody named Dagger.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been no surprise that Dagger was having an affair.
No, that's
why
what
is his name Dagger?
Why?
Was he cut with a dagger when he was a boy?
That is the saddest.
No, but like not just an accident. Okay, wait. I have a question. Was it? Maybe there's a bike or a car named Dagger that I'm not thinking of.
Perhaps.
Like a motorcycle nicknamed
there,
a dagger.
Is there a hairstyle dagger?
But we could never.
Is it a reference to his Becky's protege?
Is his middle name Dagger?
No.
But what if it is?
That's ridiculous.
What if he had a really cool, like, biker dad who was
maybe.
This is my son, Jackson Dagger McGillicuddy. That could be it. Or, like, because people do that. They do, like, Jackson Danger something.
Yeah, they don't really, except in the movies, I think.
I always want to.
Yeah.
I always think that you should always put a middle name as Danger.
Okay.
And just see what happens to that. Okay. That's a rude. That's a bad experiment, though. Actually, never mind. Just name a stuffed animal that and move on. Or a cat.
My favorite quote of the episode was when they're talking about Christy breaking up with Dagger. And Andrea says, "He might not have liked that."
Mm-hmm.
I laughed so hard.
You
I did. I found it so funny. He might not have liked that.
Yeah.
He probably didn't. MVP losers. My MVP is always Andrea, but also the friends. I don't know where to put the principal in this. I guess he's a winner, kind of. Maybe. I don't know. He came off a little. I don't know. He's in my middle range.
You are not a fan of him.
No, I mean, I like him. I don't know.
You know what? I am reminded of a quote from The Office when Phyllis says, "Well, he's got a big personality and I've got a big personality. And sometimes those two don't mix."
That's what
I'm thinking. You have a big personality. He has a big personality. And we're holding up the mirror, the Kimberly mirror.
I don't even think he had that big of a personality. I think
he had
brightly colored shirts. His shirts had personality.
I think he had personality. He did.
Also, I don't like when you say big personality because it's like, oh, she's got a good personality.
Yeah, that's good personality, not big personality. That's two different things. I didn't say good personality. I
she
would
has
never
a big personality.
That.
It matches her butt.
No, we don't. Who says that?
I don't know.
Rude people? That's horrible. Just internet trolls out there? No. No one says that. That's terrible.
Okay, so Dagger is the loser, right? Because he's...
Well, no, the puppy killer is the loser.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, whoever that is. And then...
I bet the puppy killer has a neck tattoo. Oh, no, I started it all over again.
Stop it. Stop saying things like that. But I do... I'm questioning if DJ Freeze had some sort of tattoo going on.
Oh, for sure.
Tattoo situation that was maybe like something he couldn't afford to get finished. I'm hoping it was like a half done. Like something that really needed to be colored in, but then
was
he couldn't afford to go back for the color.
Do you think she has like a glass of ice?
No, do you think? No. Like if it was like a shoulder that's supposed to be frozen, but he only ever got the outline done and he had to go back for the blue and white and it never.
So now
never
he's
went
in
back.
Prison with this half finished tattoo.
With this weird tattoo.
And they're going
like,
to try to do
left
it
shoulder.
With like whatever they
use
to tattoo.
They can't
people.
Do it with color. They don't have color in prison.
No, but they use like weird whatever they use. I don't know how they do it.
Who
they use like toilet water to make tattoos.
He's probably going to get Lancaster County across his stomach like a winner.
Brand's unhappy being on Dateline and are now associated with murder.
Mm-hmm.
Daggers.
Mm-hmm.
Nightclubs, kind of, except I already can't with them. I do feel like the Amish came out pretty well in this.
The Amish did
They weren't involved at all. They were just churning butter and trying to drown out the constant techno beat from the clubs.
Exactly. Of which we don't know what town the club... Okay, we still don't know what town these clubs were in. I'll never know.
Harrisburg.
How far is Harrisburg? Okay, just hold
You already on. Did it. No one wants to
I
hear
didn't
us Google
do it.
Things.
They do. They want to know how far it is.
They do?
So sometimes I get like notes to myself that say, "Dear Katie, can you research this?" And I say, "Sure." That doesn't happen. Don't worry about it. Okay, hold on. It is 55 minutes. That's far to go to the club.
It is, but not if you're going there every day for work. like the clubs poor roommate, must, apparently.
The clubs must just be in Lancaster.
Quick, I don't facts. Know. They made it seem like they were in the same town.
Oh, no, I'm crazy. Okay, hold up. Population of 59,000. It ranks 8th in population among Pennsylvania cities. Lancaster has like several Marriotts. No, Lancaster is a thing. There are clubs and here is a horse and buggy. Yep, sure enough. Yeah, no, Lancaster is a big town in Pennsylvania.
See, I think they have clubs there.
Yeah.
And the horse and buggies.
They definitely do. Sorry, they're not going to Harrisburg.
How offensive. Apologies to Lancasterians. Yeah. Lancasterians? Lancasterettes?
Lancastersons.
Sure. Okay. Joan Rivers Fashion Police.
Yes, ma'am.
The amazing 90s hair, the amazing 90s outfits. I just am generally saying that. And all the men who work at the school that wear the brightest sweaters ever.
It was sweater season. It was, I've never seen anything like some of the sweaters here. This was a lot of bright sweater.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we have any DJ listeners after this? Or did we have any before?
That's fine. There are some
fine
DJs
out there.
Did you hear
that? That was like a giant tree that they just cut down.
See, I know, because God is smiting you down and me.
Because is God a DJ?
Yeah, and life is a dance floor. No, it's not. It's not like that. Did you forget about that song until just now?
Yes.
Okay. Now it's back in your head for 2 weeks, so have fun with that, because that song plays in your head.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play it on this. I will not be inserting the song, because you won't get rid of it.
That's very kind of you.
No, it's not. It's not going to happen.
My alternative theory is the time-traveling dagger. Because I just think he has magical powers and he can jump back and forth, jump into our apartment.
You're just going to stick back to that, aren't you?
I don't trust Dagger. I don't. Okay. I'm not ashamed of it. If we have any listeners named Dagger, I'm not even going to say sorry. Change your name. So, titles.
Yeah.
I've got the moves like Dagger.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Here's my other one. Principal Suspect.
Oh, hey.
Uh-huh.
Look at you being clever. Those are great.
I have more.
Okay.
DJ Pauly D-Bag.
Okay.
And DJ Freeze, hands in the air.
Oh! Hey, you did really good this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Good job on that. Mine aren't even close to that good. I had Killer DJ Man. Sorry.
Don't give me the face. Is that an expression?
Killer DJ man. Like somebody at the club is being like, this is a killer DJ man. But it's literally
killer.
It's dumb.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. It's dumb. Mm-hmm. I had DJ of Death, of course. I had Last Dance, of course. Mm-hmm. And then my dumbest one, which is Disgusting Jockey. Instead of Disc Jockey, Disgusting.
I totally got it. My lack of laughter was not from lack of understanding.
You're welcome, America.
Well done. We did have a few bingo winners this month. Tracy on Twitter, who we love. Hi, Tracy. We love you.
Hi, Tracy.
And Tyler on Instagram, who graduated, I think, from high school and then went home to play bingo with her family because priorities. And her mom won and then she won. And I think I love that. That's my favorite.
Congratulations.
Thing. Yes.
And mazel and good job.
And good luck out in the world. It kinda sucks sometimes, but you're gonna rock at it.
You'll be fine.
Are we doing Twitter?
I would like to, please. Do you have
Let me see you clap your hands. Dun, 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 dun. That we didn't even do that one.
I don't know what that is.
That's a classic club song.
That one is?
Let me hear you clap your hands. And then you go clap, 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 clap.
Mm. What about what is love?
No.
Baby,
oh,
don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Oh. Whoa, whoa,
how old are you?
That's a club song, though.
Yeah, it was like 20 years ago.
What's Clap Your Hands? That's a new club song?
It's
newer.
They don't
play that at the club. They play Ariana Grande and remix it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Dude Called Dave, who is now my new favorite person on Twitter, had a million tweets that I loved. If you can't trust a dude named Dagger, who can you trust?
True.
The mysterious stranger did it. I trust Bob. He has a solid sweater. DJ Ray Ch- DJ Ray Chuck would drive a Celica. It was a Celica.
Celica. Okay.
What is a Celica? I mean, I think I remember Celicas from school. I don't want to say what age I was.
I don't know Celica.
A Celica is like a, maybe I'm thinking of something else. Maybe I'm thinking of Civic or a Corolla.
You're not thinking of a Celica.
Maybe I'm not.
Yeah, it's all right.
Mojo said the footage of DJ Freeze looks really good in comparison to other suspect footage. Yeah. Why did we have so much of DJ Freeze and two photos of Dagger?
Well, yeah, Dagger's keeping his identity hidden because Dagger may or may not have like five families spread out across the continental United States.
Yes.
And Canada.
Yes.
But DJ Freeze, I mean, has all his video documentation of every wedding.
Right, for his reel.
I would have liked to have seen what his booth... Oh, why did we not look this up? Also, why did we not get any footage from the bridal show?
Well, the cameras were not at the bridal show. Also, bridal shows. I can't believe that's a thing. It's a wedding expo.
Oh, that's what I mean. Hold on. I'm trying to see. Oh, there he is with his headphones at a wedding. Oh, my goodness. There are some pictures here. There are some. Oh, my DJ Freeze. I don't even. I'm going to just swing you around so you can. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about that?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Okay. We're going to have to put up some pictures of DJ Freeze on Instagram, Kimberly, because this is. He's got some interesting photos going. Here he is accosting some bride. Oh, DJ, he was popular. Here's his MySpace. I found his MySpace. And you can reach him at 1-888-55-FREEZE.
No longer.
Not joking.
Number is now disbanded.
Not joking. And he had a fancy photo shoot with him with white headphones in like a baby blue suit. It actually, the DJ Freeze doesn't look that bad.
What?
Like the way he did his logo, he paid money for that. Yeah, he definitely paid money for that.
But he couldn't pay money for the third E?
No, that was already taken. I'm telling you, there's a DJ logbook.
There is. It's like if you want to be in SAG, and that's why you put your middle name.
Yeah, you have to change it. You have to change the spelling
of your name. DJ Anthony
Freeze. Oh, this is really dark. This is dark. These are really not great. I'm sorry. Just one more. I'm going to turn.
Oh, he's holding giants. Why is his chest exposed like that?
He's holding giant turntables.
With his shirt unbuttoned down to his waist.
And he's pursing his lips. Oh, I am upset. Oh my gosh, guys.
I hope Christy went nowhere near that guy.
There's no way.
No. Tammy says, DJ Freeze, come on. These puns write themselves. Well, can you give us one, Tammy? Because we had trouble.
Send it our way, because apparently Kimberly didn't like any of mine. I lost.
No. Sonia says, the principal kind of looks like Bernie Madoff.
Oh.
I was kind of maybe right. Clearly, I'm Fantastic says, I don't know why, but the guy with the yellow sweater is speaking the truth.
Oh, he does have a yellow sweater?
Yes. I think so.
I don't know why.
He did. Pink. And also, the sweater somehow made him very trustworthy to people. Gary Georgievich.
Sorry, my MVP. I loved the brother. We didn't even talk about it. They interviewed the brother the
whole
time.
Yeah, the brother was good.
Her brother was great.
Yeah.
Ugh. Sorry, we did not mean to neglect him. He was great.
In case he's listening, I highly doubt it. I really hope not. Gary Georgievich said, I wonder if Harry would have went looking for the late teacher if it was Joe the science teacher. That's my question, too.
Good question. Astute analysis. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Dana Sand, I'm always struck by how victims' coworkers are concerned enough to check on them when they're only a few hours late. My coworkers wouldn't notice if I ran through the office naked.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where do you work?
Yeah. Come on. Again, dude called Dave about the composite.
Yes.
His head looks like it was sculpted out of mashed potatoes. Looks nothing like the DNA Sims guy. The beard is not helping anything. Salt and pepper on the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Bumblebee also said, so that DNA photo didn't really look like him. Tammy Renee said, Oh, when they said, the friend said they knew so much about Christy, Tammy said, I'm pretty sure knowing a lot about your friends isn't that rare. Tammy!
Tammy!
Tammy was feeling extra sassy.
That is sassafras. Yeah. You cannot say, that's all right.
Yeah, I know.
They're just saying words.
Okay. Bumblebee began, who's my favorite because she's a little random. Early morning murder seems unusual, but I don't know the stats.
Oh. It does, but it's correct.
She also said that bottle of water is not on a coaster, Andrea Canning.
Oh.
Andrea did have a bottle of water just sitting right. Yeah.
Maybe it was room temp.
Yeah, it wasn't condensating. Andrea, I think she knows better.
Condensating?
Yeah.
Good for it. Ding, ding, ding. That was good. That was a big word.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it. Condensating.
I thought it was common phrasing.
Well, I mean, it sounds good. It took me by surprise.
Okay, great. I normally sound so dumb. So
extra smart. Yeah.
And Dana San again said, hey, all you people who found out about your dad's secret love child through an Ancestry DNA website, it could be worse.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So congratulations. You have a new half-sibling. Your dad cheated. But
wow. At
least you don't have DJ Freeze in your family line.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. And
thank you.
Yay. Hi, everyone, if you're a new listener, too. Hi.
Hi. Hope you enjoyed it.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And we have a Patreon. What's it called? Patreon. That you
Patreon.
Can subscribe every month and be a Patronus and get extra content. And don't watch alone. Watch with a guy named Switchblade who's been married 13 times. Keep ignoring those red flags, ladies.
You did it. That was great.
I finally did. Usually I never prep.
Good.
I don't
prep. Neither one of us ever prep.
Don't watch alone.
Don't watch alone. And you
did it. We used to at the beginning and then we stopped. And so now lately it's been like, don't watch alone, watch with. And I'm literally looking around my apartment to don't watch with this microphone in front of me.
No, seriously, it's a bad series of things that I have to edit at the very end after I've been editing for hours and hours. And I'm like, what's wrong? Why can't we just write it down every time? And I never do. I'm so proud of you.
I did it for our new people. Bye, everybody. You won't get it next week.